Congress may soon give its thumbs up to the Navy's goal of expanding its fleet from 275 ships to 355. That expansion would cost a lot of money. The Congressional Budget Office estimates a price tag of more than $26 billion a year. But if the spending is approved, it will mean a ramp up in production. And as Mel Leary reports, that will likely be good news for one of the state's largest employers, Bath Iron Works.
While much of the construction of a warship is done with computer-run automation, there are still plenty of workers involved in welding and fitting together steel sections of each ship. For BIW, building destroyers has been its principal work for over a century.
We have great faith in Bath, Bath built, best built, and we look forward to this relationship growing and even becoming stronger.
That was Navy Secretary Richard Spencer on a recent visit to BIW. He toured two Zumwalt-class destroyers, the most modern destroyers in the Navy, and then climbed aboard one of the four Arleigh Burke-class destroyers under construction. Because of their expense, only three Zumwalts will be built. But to reach the Navy's 355-ship target, more Burke destroyers may be part of the mix. Secretary Spencer says there are more threats to the United States' interests around the world than ships to respond.
These threats, we don't see them diminishing in any way. The Navy Marine Corps team needs to have these platforms out there for power projection.
The goal of a larger Navy has broad bipartisan support in Congress and among members of Maine's congressional delegation. Republican Senator Susan Collins serves on the Senate Appropriations Committee.
I completely agree with him that our Navy is under tremendous stress and that our naval fleet is not sufficient to meet all of the challenges and threats that we face today.
Collins acknowledges that expanding the fleet will take years, along with a significant increase in funding. Jerry Hendricks, a senior fellow at the Washington, D.C.-based Center for a New American Security, says the mix of ship types that will be constructed is important, and BIW is positioned to benefit.
Bath Iron Works, which has been a classic and historical site where we've been building ships for over 150 years right now, will be, of course, involved in the ramp up to 350 five-ship Navy.
Some of that ramp up will be for new ships, but it also may involve extending the life of existing ships, including the Perry class of frigates built at BIW. The idea is to refurbish a half dozen of the ships to handle drug interdiction duties that are now being performed by the far more advanced Burke-class destroyers. The Navy's also considering a whole new class of frigates. Brian Clark is an analyst with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington.
Bath has had a history of building frigates in the past and could do so again in the future, depending on what characteristics the Navy wants in this frigate and then what it looks like in terms of pricing and the capacity of the shipyard to build them while they're also building destroyers.
The frigates will not be as expensive as the two types of destroyers being built at BIW. The Zumwalts cost over $4 billion each. The Burks cost over $1 billion apiece. Over the next decade, some analysts say the Navy will want to start work on a new class of cruiser to replace existing ships, and those are expected to cost more than either of the destroyers. A member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, independent Maine Senator Angus King, supports the concept of a larger Navy, but he says he's worried about where the money will come from. The Trump administration hasn't made that clear.
The reality is that we're already running a $500 billion a year budget deficit, and that's projected to continue into the indefinite future.
How big an impact the growth of the Navy will have on Maine depends on what decisions Congress makes on shipbuilding now and in the coming years. Currently, there are more than 6,000 people working at BIW. Their payroll accounts for more than $400 million a year. But there are hundreds of suppliers of related goods and services throughout the state that employ thousands more. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.